I'm Josh Jackson. This is Live at the Village Vanguard on member-supported WBGO. We're also streaming online at NPR Music, streaming online at WBGO.org. There's a live chat. There'll be photographs posted tomorrow. You can hear the archived recording of this set tonight. We'll be there as well. And we're also streaming video. Robert Glasper on piano, Vicente Archer on bass, drummer Jamar Williams, and the Robert Glasper Trio.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. That was a song off my In My Element release on Blue Note. That was a song entitled G&B. And then we went into a Dilla joint at the end of that. And some random Christmas songs. Sorry, I have ADD, so I'll be doing many random things tonight, and I don't know why. So, the next song we're going to do is dedicated to one of my favorite piano players ever, Moger Miller. And he had a stroke last week, so everybody keep him in your prayers. Yeah, so I'm dedicating this whole week to Moger. This is the song entitled One for Gru. Thank you. Herbie's song, Herbie Hancock. Does anybody know anybody else named Herbie? That's right, is that the car? Right. You don't even have to say his last name, Herbie. Does anybody personally know someone named Herbie? You really do? Really? Wow. Okay, be honest. Does Vicente look like Herbie? Like Blue Note Herbie? You like Blue Note Herbie? Shout out to Blue Note in his house. Eli Shanika, what up? Shout out to Josh Jackson for putting this thing together. Josh, what up? WBGO NPR Music. This is live. The Robert Glasper Trio. I don't know why whispering seems more dramatic than actually saying something loud. I don't know. It's my thoughts. So that was a song entitled I Have a Dream by Herbie. And it was actually my lady's idea to do it in that tempo. She was like, why don't you try it like this? I was like, oh, kill it. So I stole her idea for this one. Thank you. So now we're going to do something else. Check it out.
A New York State Supreme Court justice has acquitted three New York police detectives of all charges related to the 50 shots that killed Sean Bell, an unarmed African-American man, on November 25th, 2006.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. Oh, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death.
Scenery in the city. Well, I guess the closest and most honest description I can give is basically pictures that I've seen in books and scenes that I've seen in movies and in bad news stories of destruction and carnage all over the world. That's what New Orleans, Louisiana looked like post Katrina. And I mean, it just didn't look like that for a week or a month or 6 months or a year. I mean, it still looks like that to this day, and today is the 9th of October 2008. There's a ridiculous amount of blighted property. The houses, of course, most of them were destroyed. Houses were pushed on top of houses. As far as the way they look now, is still a lot of dilapidation. It's taken over, you know, 3 years now to get the necessary money through all of the pipeline. It loses, you know, I don't know, power, it seems, or you have to go through all of those channels. Everybody has to get a piece. One thing that happened is rent tripled in this city, where the money you were making on your actual job didn't change. So a lot of people are having to take on two, sometimes three jobs just to make their mortgage payments or to make their, you know, rent or to pay car notes, just everyday bills, you know, having the rent triple. There wasn't a lot of land left that was untouched by the storm, so all of the, you know, houses that weren't destroyed were in high demand. People wanted to come back, but didn't necessarily have a place to go. Thank you.
Any request? Well, he stopped in the middle of his country, but I, wait. I love to be cut. Wait, no. Country is my country to the. No. Rabbit Trails. Wow. Okay, so we should do something off the new record. I do have a new record out, guys. Actually, it's not new anymore, but it was new when it came out. It's entitled Double Booked, and features Thank You for the one person that clapped that has it. Thank you so much. Don't try to join the bandwagon now. I told you guys before we started, it's live on the radio, so clap a lot and act like you have the record and act like my solo is good. Too late, we're already live. They hear this now. Jesus. So, yes, it features two of my two groups. I have a piano trio, and then I have the Robert Glasper Experiment, which features Chris Dave on drums and Derek Hodge and Casey Benjamin on saxophone and vocal quarter, and it features Mos Def and Bilal and Vicente Archer's on the record, and some cats. I know the dopest guys. So we're going to do something off of that record. That you have to go woo. Not now. Okay, so I'm gonna do it again, but go woo. Oh my God, that's my song. Thank you. Maya Williams on the drums. Vicente Archer on the bass. Vicente Archer on the bass. I'm gonna have a glass, but thanks for coming out. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks BGO, WBGO, NPR, Music, Josh Jackson. Everybody for tuning in. Appreciate it. Thank you, Village Vanguard. Next time. Robert Glasper Trio.